I've always enjoyed the sounds like this. It's sort of silicone and leather mix. It is very smooth to the touch. It is the most pleasant that sound. Because it is so hollow, it has no echo. Sort of dry sound. Has no ring to it. I find that to be the reason it's so soothing. It surely leaves fingerprints on it. And Co. Inside it does have regular pages lined. I've been really enjoying the sounds of pages and page turning recently of different books and such. So I wanted to show you something too. I wonder if you remember it. Well, some of you will. So quite a few years ago, probably 7 or 8 years ago, maybe 7, I'm not sure. Me, my mom, and my sister with my niece went to Italy. And Italian leather is very famous. So I picked up some of the notebooks. I'm assuming they're bathing. So we're sort of intruding on but we all know there's a beauty in human body. I love the beautiful trim work. Follows around the journal and is mimicked in the back as well. some point, I kept thinking that this should be my personal journal, but I never started it this way. I ended up just using some notebook. But here I wrote a little bit something for self-love. I don't even know the date. To love yourself is to love others. It is to be able to know how to love, to keep one close to your heart, to know the pain and the joy. Love, Maria. And then the next page. You may remember when I had Aunt Josephine visiting us, and she told you about silver dollars, and she wrote down some of them here. So I used this notebook for that, and that's it. But the page sound is remember when we were checking for a heartbeat? A book's heartbeat can be heard this way. Might see this lamp behind me. I love the sound of it so much. Oh my goodness. It moves the book how beautifully embellished, embroidered. Embellished, stamped, this cover. And this is a little dragon. And we know that by Chinese New Year's 2024 right now is the year of dragon. Good luck symbol. I even have a few statues of dragons in my house for that reason. And it looks like a really cute book with a little charging port. But really, it's one of those lamps. I've seen it everywhere, but never gave it a try. And honestly, I love the sound of it the most. here. Go a little faster. I'll turn it away from you so it's not too loud. It has a very nice kind of subsiding sound. I'll try to give you a listen. Like I'm reading a magical spell. Quite magical. There's another dragon on this side. This looks like a dragon a little bit too, as if it's an eye. Almost like a dinosaur. How about for a palate cleanser? Give you a nice head massage. Mm-hmm. can all use it. You can use it. And you really deserve it. To be treated. To be pampered. To be taken care of. Understood, soothed, enjoyed, feels good. You like it? I love this feeling, this sound too. It is quite unique, like no other. Gives you a sense of peace and relaxation, almost hypnotic. Trance-like state. You feel soothed and sort of almost as if you're not really here. You can't think about anything but this experience. And it feels good. It feels amazing. Leaves you at peace. Was it good? Okay, wonderful. I'm glad. Okay, so I have some cards, some reflection cards that we can talk about, or can read your book. This sleep book by Dr. Seuss. Okay, how about we do a couple of cards maybe? Or we'll see how it goes, okay? I'll just pick Amy. There's two questions. One is, if you could pick any career path and you were guaranteed to be successful, what would you choose? You know, very random. I think I've said it before, but I'll just repeat myself. I feel like if it was a thing, and if it was something, you know, that would bring me joy, it would be selling jewelry. It has been on my mind forever. I feel like I'm not as good at creating a design for jewelry, so I was thinking of creating my own design for jewelry and then trying to sell it. Never really pushed through with it, but if I could, I feel like one of my first lovely experiences with ASMR, not the first one, but the beginning of it, was those TV infomercials about jewelry, and the women were always so precise, so detailed, so patient. So meticulous in the way they described everything, and I just always just drooled watching it. If I didn't get tingles, I was just drawn to how they were handling it all, and I always felt like if I could, I would just go and get hired and just go sell jewelry somewhere. Like, go through rings every day, straighten them out, something like that. That would bring me joy, I think. Very random. But I also feel like I'm good at what I'm doing right now, so that's what I'm doing. Okay, so what in your life are you most excited about right now? First thing that comes to my mind is that my mom is going to visit me soon. She was finally able to get a visa after almost 2 years trying to get it, and she got it. So she's gonna come visit me and my family here, and I'm so very excited and so pleased. I have so many garden tours planned to go with her. Joy, I think, right now, and we were just able to get it, so I'm very excited. Okay, another one. Just pulled out a random one. Okay, so let's see. Again, two questions. If you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality, what would it be? Good question. I think one quality. I don't know, to my mind the first thing comes is more patience. Learning just to be more patient. No superpowers, nothing, just being able to have such a peace in my heart, to have patience for every single experience, good and bad. Next one. Do you have any regrets? Of course I do. I think everybody does. But at the same time, they would not make me who I am right now and today. So would I take it back? No. Are there things I'm definitely not proud about? 100%. I'm still making mistakes every day. I'm a human being. Okay. I think I'll just better read you a book, okay? But leave me some of these answers for you, okay? So what would be one quality for you that you would like to just wake up tomorrow and have? Then, do you have any regrets? Then, what is one thing that you are very excited about right now in your life? And then, what would you like your career to be if you knew 100% you would be successful? I wish you happy spring. Wish you really sweet bunnies. With his cute eyes. His cute little nose. Deep. Cheeks. Cute little thing you've never good humor, but also very sweet. Get actually padded. Touch how soft it is. Lay your head, and it's very squishy. Of keeping us company in the background. Okay, so recently I got this book and I'm going to attempt to read some of it for you. And it is by Dr. Seuss. And it's called some of the pages from it, and you're welcome to try and doze off and fall asleep if that is something that feels right. Okay. This book is to be read in bed. The news just came in from the county of CAC that a very small bug by the name of Van Vlack is yawning so wide he can look down his neck. This may not seem very important, I know, but it is, so I'm bothering telling you so. A yawn is quite catching, you see, like a cough. It just takes one yawn to start other yawns off. Now the news has come in that some friends of Van Vlack's are yawning so wide you can look down their necks. At this moment, right now, under 7 more noses, great yawns are in blossom. They're blooming like roses. The yawn of that one little bug is still spreading. According to latest reports, it is heading across the wide fields through the sleepy night air. Across the whole country, towards every which where. I feel. Oh, and people are gradually starting to say, I feel rather drowsy. I've had quite a day. I'll skip some, okay? The news just came in from the castle of Krupp that the lights are all out and the drawbridge is up. An old drawbridge drawer just sat with a yawn. My drawbridge is drawn. going to stay drawn till the milkman delivers the milk about dawn. I'm going to bed now, so nobody's better come round with a special delivery. Way out in the west, in the town of Merced, the Hinglehorn Honking Club just went to bed. Every horn has been quietly hung on a hook for the night in its own private Hinglehorn nook. All this long, happy day they've been honking about, and the Hinglehorn hungers have honked themselves up. But they'll wake up quite fresh in the morning, and then they'll start right in the Hinglehorn honking again. This one's my favorite one. These two guys right here. Do you talk in your sleep? It's a wonderful sport, and I have some news of the sport to report. The world champion sleep talkers, Joe and Mo Radzoff, have just gone to sleep, and they're talking their hats off. For 55 years now, each chattering brother has babbled and gabbled all night to the other. They've talked about laws, they've talked about gauze, they've talked about paws, they've talked about flaws, they've talked quite a lot about old Santa Claus. And the reason I'm telling you this is because you should take up this sport. It's just fine for the job. Do you walk in your sleep? I just had a report of some interesting news of this popular sport. Near Finnegan Fen, there's a sleepwalking group which not only walks, but it walks a la hoop. Every night they go miles. When they walk to such length, they have to keep eating to keep up with their strength. So every so often, one puts down the hoop, stops hooping, and does some quick snooping or for soup. That's why they're known as the Hoop Soup Snoop Group. Mr. and Mrs. J. Carmalkin Crocs have just gone to bed near the town of Fort Knox, and they, by the way, have the finest of clocks. I'm not at all sure that I quite understand just how the thing works with that one extra hand, but I do know this clock does one very slick trick. Doesn't tick-tock. How it goes, it tock-tick. So with ticks in its talker and talks in its ticker, it saves lots of time and the sleepers sleep quicker. A jad is in bed, and the bed of a jad is the softest of beds in the world, it is said. He makes it from pompons he grows on his head. And he's sleeping right now on the softest of fluff, completely exhausted from growing the stuff. Thank you. They're sleeping on steps and on strings and on floors, in mailboxes, ships, the keyholes of doors. Every worm on a fish hook is safe for the night. Every fish in the sea is too sleepy to bite. Every whale in the ocean has turned off his spout. Every light between here and Farfoodle is out. And now adding things up, we're way beyond billions. Our Who's Asleep score is now up in the zillions. Nine trillion and two creatures are sleeping, so how about you? When you put out your light, then the number will be 99,009,003. Good night.